You want to have a little fun this week? Next time your money comes out of the ATM, start yelling, "I won! I won!"
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Many years ago, my wife and I sat down to look over our finances. We wondered whether or not we would run out of money before we ran out of month. Our net was looking pretty gross, so we made a list of our personal assets. I'm told there are two kinds of assets, by the way. Liquid assets are measured by how much milk, orange juice, and root beer you have in the fridge. Solid assets are those that will outlive the expiry date on your milk carton. Our solid assets were these: a rust-colored car that started out green, a little dog that we paid $300 for, or approximately $100 per brain cell, some money in a daily interest savings account at interest rate of 0.004%, $220 worth of keychains, $250 worth of pens in a drawer beside the stove, only four of those pens worked, $7.59 in spare change behind our sofa cushions, a little money in our checking account. Now, if you are about to back your bank-financed car out of your bank-owned garage to drive with credit card gas to open a line of credit so you can fill your mortgaged home with new furniture because a sign promises no payments until February, please put the keys in your pocket and listen to four tips to help you get back in the black. Number one, earn more than you spend. When our kids were old enough to appreciate what money could do, we showed them how to put their small allowance in envelopes labeled "For God," "For the future," and "For me." If there was more month than money, they learned a valuable lesson. Ask your dad for more. Please, spend less than you earn. Secondly, stay out of debt. If you're married, you know it's almost impossible to be deeply in love when you're deeply in debt. Stay out of debt. Third, choose contentment over consumption. I saw a bank slogan, "We will lend you enough money to get you completely out of debt." We lose our minds when we focus on cash. You can now buy a Christmas wreath for the front grill of your car, one that blinks, or a gas-powered blender for the backyard. But here's one secret of a joy-filled life. Possessions consume your time. Stuff needs fixed and upgraded and replaced. The fewer things we possess, the more time we have. Time to invest in people. Stuff is a lousy substitute for the somebodies that can make our lives rich. And finally, number four, remember there is only one guaranteed investment. A financial consultant once met with me to laugh at my cash situation and tell me what I would need to put away to live at a comfortable level once retirement arrived. The sum was staggering. Yes, the book of Proverbs in the Bible encourages us to put something away for the future. So let's do this when we can, but we are not here to stockpile. In fact, Jesus told a story of a rich man who ran out of time to spend the money he had piled up. He died, and you know how much he left behind? Everything. Jesus referred to him as a fool. God gave the Israelites manna, then told them not to hoard it, but to eat it. I guess he knew of our need to trust in him daily. Too often our investments are a safety net in case God was kidding when he promised to supply all our needs. I promised to tell you about the surefire, can't-miss, guaranteed formula for a lasting inheritance. It's in 1 Peter 1. It says this: "In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you." Let that thought bring you great joy today. Whether you have a lot or a little, the stuff of earth will fade one day. But things that really matter are kept for us forever.
Laugh Again comes on during the last part of my drive to work. So often it is just what I need to help me get out of my truck and face the day. That's just one story of many from a life impacted by Laugh Again. We're so grateful of how God is continuing to use this ministry. If you have a Laugh Again story to share, we'd love to hear from you too. Call us at 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.